This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everybody. Welcome to another TA study session. My name is Jawad, and I'll be leading this one, inshallah. Can everybody hear me clearly? Okay, good. Perfect, inshallah. So last session, I believe, was led by Sister Hannah. Was she able to complete the previous chapter? Or we're starting from type today, I believe, right? If it's blurry, then that is most likely an internet issue on your end. So please do check your internet, inshallah. And let's get started. Okay, so let's just walk through this very quickly, inshallah. When Sister Alina and Sister Hannah were doing their sessions, were they going over all the material or only the exercises? Just so I can follow the same pattern as them. All the material. Okay, perfect. Okay, so let's go through this then, starting with type. We've already covered at this point three characteristics of the isms. There's status, number, gender, and this is the fourth and final one, type. So we have two types that an ism can fall into. We have either common or proper, and the default of the two is common. So an ism is common, it's always common, unless we have a reason to say that it's proper. And always remember that for all of the characteristics of an ism, status, number, gender, and type, there is a default. And unless you have a reason, then you have to keep it at the default. So masculine is the default for gender. Rafa is the default for status. Singular is the default for number. And then for type, the default is common. So we always need a reason to go against the default. And we have seven basic reasons that Ustad covered in the intensive. Words that start with Alif Lam, proper names such as Jawad or Alina or Hannah, or the one being called. So if I said ya walad, in that case is proper because it's being called. Pronouns, all the pronouns, huwa, huma, hum, hiya, huma, hunna, anta, antuma, antum, anti, antuma, antunna, ana, and nahnu. The asma al ishara, hada, hadani, haulai, hadhihi, hatani, haulai, tilka, tanika, ulaika, dhalika, dhanika, ulaika, tilka, tanika, and ulaika. The asma al-mawsula, which are the connector words, alladhi, alladhani, alladhina, allati, allatani, allati, allawati, allai, ma, and man. And in the case of an idafa fragment, if the mudaf ilay is proper, the mudaf will also be proper. So these are the seven reasons for a word to be proper. And we have a few examples here. Hada is a pointer word, it's a ism ishara. As-suhuf starts with alif lam. Al-ula starts with alif lam. Suhufi Ibrahim, this is an idafa here. Ibrahim is a proper name, so it's proper. And then because of that, it's mudaf suhuf is also proper. Likewise with Musa, proper name, so it's proper. If there are any questions on these, let me know. I'm going to move forward, inshallah. I feel like these are pretty straightforward. We don't need to go over every single one of them. Let's get started on the exercise here. So we need to identify whether the following words are common or proper. This should be fairly straightforward. Again, I'm going to go kind of fast. And inshallah, if there are any questions, just stop me and let me know. Okay. Okay, so first one, al-qarnayn, it's proper because of alif lam. Makithina, we don't have any reason here to say that it's proper, so we're going to default it to common. Nuh is a proper name, so this one is proper. Ya walad, this is the example I gave earlier. Walad is being called, and the one being called is always proper, so 7 is proper as well. Alladhi is a connector ism, it's an ism mawsool, proper again. Al-mu'minun starts with alif lam, so this is proper. Rasulullahi, this is an idafa. For an idafa, we look at the mudaf ilay first. So lafzul jalala here is the mudaf ilay, and this is a proper word. So the mudaf rasul will also be proper. So rasul is proper here. Maryam, again, it's a name, so it's proper. Musaddiqan, we don't have a reason to say it's proper, so we'll keep it at common. Muhammadan is a name, so it's proper. As-Safina starts with alif lam, so it's proper. Narullah, same as Rasulullah above. The mudaf ilay is proper, so the mudaf is also proper. Nisa, we don't have a reason. We'll keep it at common. Mu'mineen, again, common, no reason. Kanzun also will be common. Matla'i shams, the mudaf ilay starts with alif lam, making it proper, so the mudaf is also proper. Matla' is proper. Wujuh and ghulam both do not have any reason to be proper, so they will be common. Okay, next column. Yeah, Adam. Adam is being called, and it's a proper name, so it's double proper here, which doesn't actually mean anything. It's just proper. Ash-shajara starts with alif lam, so it will be proper. Maradan does not have a reason, and it will stay common. Huwa is a pronoun, so, and pronouns are always proper. Ardan also does not have a reason, it will be common. An-nas, it starts with alif lam, so it is proper as well. So ta'adhab, this is an idafa, so we have to look at the mudaf ilay first. Adab doesn't have any clear reason to be proper, so we're going to say it's common, and that will make its mudaf, so ta, also common. Fir'aun is a name, so it's proper. Alladhina is a connector ism, it's an ism mawsool, it's proper. Al-yateem starts with alif lam, it's proper. Al-dhikra starts with alif lam, also proper. Another mudaf ilay here. Ashabul maymana, the mudaf ilay is al-maymana, and it is proper, so because it starts with alif lam. Same thing for the next one. It starts with alif lam. As-salihat will also be proper. Khati'atin doesn't have any clear reason to be proper, so it will be common. Musa is a name, and proper names are always proper. Fakku raqabatin is another mudaf ilay. Raqabatin is the mudaf ilay, and it doesn't have any reason to be proper, so we will call it common. Thalika is a pointer ism. Thalika means that. And pointer isms are always proper. An-na'im, last one here, I believe. Yeah, an-na'im is the... it starts with alif lam, so it will be proper as well. any questions on this section? Oh, page 17. So we've already done this exercise. Okay, well, it's a good review then, I guess. Hamna, can you tell me what exactly you would like to like me to repeat? In Suhufi Ibrahim wa Musa, Ibrahim and Musa are both proper because they're both names. Names are always proper. And Suhuf is the I guess you could say that it's the mudaf of both. Yeah, it's kind of an implied suhufi Ibrahim wa suhufi Musa, but then the second time the suhuf is just it's omitted. It's mahdhuf. It's removed. So you could say that suhuf is the mudaf of both. Ramla, being in idafa, being an of fragment, does not automatically make it proper. Once you have an idafa, then you look at the second word. You look at the word after of, the mudaf ilay. And then you apply the same seven rules that we already know. If one of those rules applies, then both words will be proper. In this case, raqaba is not proper on its own, so neither of the words are proper. Why do we look for proper and common? We look for proper and common because, for example, when we want to start creating fragments, like a mawsuf sifa, for example, right? A mawsuf sifa, the sifa has to match in all four properties. So if our mawsuf is proper, then all of its sifat will also be proper. In the case of a idafa, if we want to convey a proper meaning, then we have to know how to make the word proper. And just when you're speaking or trying to understand Arabic in general, if you want to convey a certain meaning, you have to be able to tell the difference. If I want to say a book, I'm going to make it common. If I want to say the book, then I'm going to make it proper. So to be able to understand and speak Arabic properly, you have to know the difference between proper and common. Why is number four common? Let's take a look. Number four right here. Number four starts with Alif Lam. So it is... I can't highlight the full word. Whoops. Can't highlight the full word, but this will have to do. Number four is proper because it starts with Alif Lam. Ma is Ism Mosul, but... Ma is not always ism mawsul. There's multiple things that ma can be. Ma can also mean no. It can be negation. In this case, it's neither that. It's neither negation. And it's also not a ism mawsul. This ma is part of the word. The word is makith. Makith, like alim, jahid. What else? Fa'il, right? Makith. And this is in the plural form, makithin, makithun, makithin. So this ma is actually a part of the word. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Having tanween, yes, tanween is an indicator of common. Most of the time, if you see tanween, then you can safely say that it's common. Okay, let's... Any last questions before we move forward? Can one jar have two majroors? Yes, it can. They'll be connected most of the time with a waw. So technically, we won't say it has two majroors. We'll say that the second one is connected to the first one. But in that way, yes, you can. Jannatul Firdaus or Zannatul Firdaus, sorry. Yes, you can ask your question. Go ahead, inshallah. The past study sessions should be on the Bayna YouTube channel under the live section. You should be able to find them there, inshallah. Nuhan is proper because it's a name. That's why I said, like, tanween, most of the time, it's an indicator of common, but not all of the time. And this is the case for anything, right? I'm not sure if Ustad mentioned this during the classes, but there's no blanket, very rarely is there a blanket statement that's true in every single case. Number nine. Number nine is a connector ism, alladhi. Connector isms are always proper. اسم موصول if you remember. Thirty-six on page five. Let's take a look. Okay, number 36, al-mudillin. So if you remember in the Muslim chart, muslimun, muslimun, muslimin, muslimani, muslimaini, muslimaini, muslimuna, muslimina. So we have the ina ending here. Ina ending is telling us that this word is nasab or jar, and this is an ending combination. Your question was... Yes, it is nasab and jar combination, and it's plural. Why does heavy and light not matter when al is applied? Because heavy and light is a... It's a... It's kind of related to proper and common. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. So our rules, when Alif Lam, if you remember when we talked about, or when we what should have been covered when we started covering heavy and light, is that when Alif Lam appears on a word, that word does not... that word cannot have tanween anymore, right? Alif Lam and tanween, they do not mix. Alif Lam and tanween, they do not mix. But Alif Lam can still be paired with the noon sounds on the rest of the Muslim chart. So for all of the combination, not all of the combinations, but for the ani aini and the una ina combinations, for example, You can have alif lam with that at the same time. So like in this example that we were just discussing, right? Number 36 on this page. Al mudillina. We added al, but we didn't remove the noon here. So alif lam doesn't automatically make a word light. It just can't be paired with tanween. Does that make sense? Alif lam and tanween cannot go together, but alif lam and the noon sounds in the combinations, they can. That's fine. So... this kind of breaks some of the proper rules that we have. And for that reason, we say that, you know, we it's just irrelevant. And there are other reasons as well, but that's like a basic explanation. Four prophet names and three-lettered names are with tanween. Yeah, so names are an example of something that can have tanween and still be proper. Pronouns are always proper, yes. Okay, we're going to... what are the Arabic words for status? Status is i'rab, number is adad, gender is jins, and type is qism. Oops. Okay. Let's move on to the next section here. The four properties of each of the words: status, number, gender, and type. So Nuhan is an example that's already been given. It's nasab because of the an, the fathatain. It's singular because it's, you know, it's a proper name, it's just one person. It's masculine by default, and it's proper because it's a proper name. Lafzul Jalala is majrur because of the kasra at the end. Allahi, singular, again by default, masculine by default, proper because of alif lam. Sajideen is the status is nasab or jar because of the ina ending. So this is nasab or jar. Number is plural, again, because of the ina ending. Gender is masculine. We can say it's masculine by default. We can say also masculine because of the ina ending. And una ina is always masculine. And type, the type is common by default. So... can I fill these in? No, I can't. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show the answer key and then just go through the explanations. That way you guys can have the visual as well instead of just having to look at a blank piece of paper. Okay. So again, nasab or jar, plural, sorry, not plural. Yeah, plural, masculine, and common. That's right. Makithin, it's exactly the same as sajidin. Ina ending tells us nasab or jar. It also tells us plural. It also tells us masculine. And then it's common by default. The name Ibrahim, it ends in fathatain. And if you remember, non-Arab names are partly flexible. So this fatha, sorry, not fathatain. It's a singular fatha. But non-Arab names are partly flexible. So this fatha tells us it could be nasab or jar. It's one person, so it's singular by default, masculine by default, and proper because it's a name. Atiyatun. Atiyatun. The un tells us it's rafa', singular by default, feminine because of the ta marbuta at the end, and common by default. Al-qarnayni. Aini ending tells us nasab or jar. It also tells us dual, masculine by default, and plural because of alif lam. Ummatun, un tells us it's rafa', singular by default, feminine because of the ta marbuta, and common by default. Ummin, in the in on the meme tells us it's jar, singular by default, feminine because it's biologically feminine. Means mother, and a mother is always feminine, and common is the type is common by default. Dhira'i. This is the aini ending, but it's light. The aini ending, but light. So the aini becomes ai. And that is still nasab or jar, and it's still dual. And it's masculine by default, and it's common by default. All right, that's 10. I'm going to stop here and take questions or comments. Dual and pair in Arabic is muthanna. Muthanna. There was no class yesterday. It's every other day. Number 9, isn't it nasab? Number 9? No, it's not. If you look at the placement of the shadda and the tanween, when you have the vowel underneath the shadda, then that means it's kasra. If it's above the shadda, that means it's fatha. So in this case, it's not umman. This is ummin. Ummin. Because it's underneath the shadda. How is anhar feminine? We will get to that when we get to that, inshallah. If that's an example here. I don't think I've covered it yet. Yeah, I'm on 10. Anhar is 13, so we'll get to that, inshallah. Give me one moment. I have to add Facebook to the stream. I hope I can do that right now. Okay. I'm on page 17 right now. Ah, yes, good catch. Number 8 is, this is a mistake in the workbook. It shouldn't be singular. It should be plural because ummah represents a group of people. Ummah is a group of people, so it's plural by meaning. So ummah should be plural, actually. If you... Nas, qawm, qarun are plural. But are they always feminine or masculine? As for feminine and masculine, Nas, qawm, and qarun, those are all masculine. They don't have a reason to be feminine. Umma, on the other hand, it has a reason to be feminine, which is the ta marbuta. And I believe, actually, I'm gonna table this, because I'm thinking, there's an example in the Quran, ummatun muslimatun, in Surah Al-Baqarah, ummatan muslimatan, and in that case, it's singular and it's feminine. So I'm gonna go ahead and say that we'll stick to what's written here: rafa, singular, feminine, and common. And I'll have to double check on this. I believe this is a case of it can be treated in both ways. It could be treated as either plural or singular, depending on the you know, rhetorical implications. But so this would be a correct option here. Rafa, singular, feminine, common. Yes. So in the case that I gave you the example from Surah Al-Baqarah, it's treated as she, singular feminine. So we'll go with that as the answer, inshallah. After intensive 3, go on to intensive 4, inshallah, for the one who's asking. How is 9 feminine? 9 is feminine because it's biologically feminine. Is mother, and mother is biologically feminine. Status tells you the role of the word in the sentence. So whether it's the doer, the detail, or after of. Okay, we are 30 minutes in to the class and I've done one page, so I kind of want to speed up a little bit here. I have to cover 10 pages, inshallah. So I'm going to finish this section here and then I'll take questions again. So Isa, Isa is a name, a non-Arab name, but it ends in Alif Maqsura. So because it ends in Alif Maqsura, it's non-flexible. And that means that it could be either Rafa, Nasab, or Jar. And it's singular by default, masculine by default, and proper because it's a name. Al-Fujari is Jar because of the Kasra at the end. Fujari. The E tells us jar. It's plural. It's a broken plural. I don't remember what the singular version of this is, actually. Give me one moment. Okay, Al-Fujjar is the it is a human broken plural, and you would only know this by looking up the word. So Al-Fujjar is a human broken plural. It's referring to wicked people. So this could be, because it's a broken plural, it could be treated a few different ways. But we're taking the literal meaning of it, which is plural because it's a broken plural, masculine by default, and proper because of alif lam. Al-anhar, it means rivers. So this is another broken plural. And rivers are non-human. So the u at the end, al-anharu, tells us it's rafa'. Non-human plural is singular feminine. And it's proper because of alif lam. An-nas, this is another plural by meaning. The kasra on the scene tells us it's jar, an-nasi. It's plural, again, by meaning. It's masculine by default, and it's proper because of alif lam. Sahirani, the ani ending, tells us it's rafa, and it's dual. Masculine by default, and common by default. Al-mu'minina, the ina ending, tells us nasab or jar. It tells us also plural. Masculine by default and proper because of alif lam. Al-thamarati, the ati ending, tells us nasab or jar. Atun, atin, atin. So this is atin, but it's it has alif lam, so it can't have tanween. So this becomes ati, which tells us nasab or jar. And this is a non-human plural again. So this is singular and feminine. Thamarat is fruits, fruits. So again, non-human plurals are always singular and feminine. And then it's proper because of alif lam. Sahirin, sahirin. The in tells us jar. It's singular by default, masculine by default, common by default. Mu'minina, ina tells us nasab or jar. It tells us plural, masculine by default, and common by default. Sabilin, the in tells us it's jar. It's singular by default. Sabil means path. And it's feminine because the Arabs said so. Sabil and tariq both mean like a path or a way. And they're both a part of that feminine because the Arabs said so list. And it's common by default. Al-Furqan. Al-Furqana. The a at the end tells us it's nasab. It's singular by default, masculine by default, and proper because of alif lam. Maryam is partly flexible. It's a non-Arab name. So the a at the end tells us nasab or jar because it's partly flexible. Singular, just one person, singular by default. Feminine because it's biologically feminine. Maryam is a feminine name. And proper because it's a name. Al-Malaikati is a broken plural. This means angels. So the E at the end tells us it's jar. It's plural masculine because angels and jinn and humans, they all fall into the human broken plural category. So because it's angels and they fall into that human, instead of humans, you can better think of the category as beings of intellect. I'm not sure if Ustad mentioned that, but beings of intellect can all have that una ina ending, and they can all fall into the human broken plural category. So malaika are in the beings of intellect category. So that's why this is a plural. We'll keep it as is plural, and it's masculine by default. Even though it has a tam rabuta, that in and of itself is not enough of a reason here because this is an exception. And it's proper because of alif lam. As-samawat, again, this is the atin ending. And because of the alif lam, we have to remove the tanween. So it becomes ati. And this is nasab or jar. And it's feminine because of that. And then it's singular because it's, again, a non-human broken plural. Samawat means skies, multiple skies. So this is a non-human broken plural, It's a non-human plural. Non-human plurals are always singular feminine, and it's proper because of alif lam. Dalasa. This is Arabic for Dallas, Texas, which is a non-Arab. Not non-Arab name. It's a name of a place, and places are generally partly flexible. So this is partly flexible. So the a at the end tells us nasab or jar. It's singular, single one place. It's feminine. Places are feminine by default, and it's proper because it's a proper name. Yathrib, again, another name of a place. So same exact ruling. The a at the end tells us nasab or jar. Places, it's a single place, it's singular, feminine because it's a place, and proper because it's the name of a place. Al-Ardi, the E at the end tells us jar. One Ard is singular by default. Ard is another feminine because the Arabs said so, and it's proper because of Alif Lam. Rasulani, the Ani ending, it's a combo, it tells us it's Rafa', it tells us it's dual. Masculine by default, common by default. Al-fili, e at the end tells us jar, singular by default, masculine by default, and proper because of alif lam. Waladan, walad means boy, so this is the an at the end tells us it's nasab. It's singular by default, masculine by default, and common by default. Okay. I'm going to pause there and see if there are any questions. Why is 12 plural? 12 is plural. It's a broken plural. That's why. It's a broken plural. Anytime you have a non-human plural, it will always be treated as singular and feminine. Thamarat is a non-human plural. It means it's the plural of fruit. So this is fruits. So this is because it's a non-human plural, it's treated as singular feminine. Yes, looking up words is going to be something that you're going to have to get used to. If you don't already know the word, it's difficult for you to recognize its four properties properly without knowing what it means or what it is, what form it's in. Fourteen is not feminine because the Arab said so. You're thinking of plural because the Arab said so. This is a plural because the Arab said so. Or a plural by meaning. Maryama is not only nasab. It's nasab or jar. Without considering the sound, we need to look at the meaning first. Is it as-samawati? If you looked at just the sound itself, you would get to plural and feminine, and that would be incorrect. So you're right about that, Fatima. You would need to know that this is a non-human word. And that's how you would get the correct answer. Non-human plurals, Hamna, I am sure that it was covered. All non-human plurals are singular feminine, yes. Regardless of if it's a sound plural or a broken plural, if it's non-human and it's plural, we treat it singular and feminine. No, number 12 is not singular and feminine because it's not non-human. Fujjar is human. Fujar is human. It's a human broken plural. Number 24 has at the end. And normally that would be a plural. But we have the little asterisk. Always remember this. Burn this into your brains. Non-human plurals are singular and feminine. Treatment-wise, we treat them grammatically as singular and feminine. This is a plural meaning-wise, right? There's two different categories. In meaning, it is plural. Samawat is plural. It means many skies. But grammatical treatment-wise, because it's a non-human plural, we're going to treat it as singular and feminine. Right, DA, it does not matter if it's broken or not. As long as it's non-human and plural, it's singular and feminine. Hamna Rasulani, if you look at the ni itself, then you would have made a mistake. Remember, we always look at ending combinations before ending sounds. So here we do have a combination that overrules it. How to tell broken plurals and non-human plural? It's really difficult to tell if you don't look up the word. The Muslim chart will get you part of the way because you can recognize una, ina endings and the atun, atin plurals. Those you'll be able to recognize. But broken plurals, the only way you'll be able to tell it's a plural is either you already know it is or you have to look it up. Why is 21 singular? 21 is singular by default. There's no reason to call it proper. There's no reason to call it dual or plural. That's why. Okay, let's move on. We stopped at 30. 31. Ayatan. Ayatan, the an ending tells us it's nasab. It's singular by default. It's feminine because of dam rabuta, and it's common by default. Raji'una, the una ending tells us it's rafa' and it's plural. It's masculine, again, una ending or by default, you could say either, and it's common by default. Qa'imun, un ending tells us it's rafa', singular by default, masculine by default, common by default. Rajulaini, aini ending tells us it's nasab or jar and that it's dual. It's masculine by default and common by default. Al-qiyamati, the e on the ta at the end tells us it's jar. It's singular as well. By default, it's feminine because of the tamrabuta at the end, and it's plural because of alif lam. It's proper because of alif lam, not plural. Al-ghafilina, ina ending tells us nasab or jar. It also tells us plural, and it's masculine by default, and it's proper because of alif lam. Al-jannataini, taini ending here. Taini ending tells us it's nasab or jar, and it's dual, and it's feminine. We get all that from the taini ending. And it's proper because of alif lam. Mukhrijun, the un ending tells us it's rafa', singular by default, masculine, and common by default as well. Yusufu, Yusuf is a non-Arab name. It's partly flexible. That's why we don't have the un ending. Instead, we have u, just u. But that u still tells us it's rafa' and singular and masculine, and it's proper because it's a name. Iblisa, again, non-Arab name. It's partly flexible. So the a tells us it's nasab or jar. singular by default, masculine by default, and proper because it's a name. Al-Husna. The alif maqsura at the end makes it non-flexible. So this could be either rafa', nasab, or jar. It could be any of the three. It's singular by default. It's feminine because of the pattern that it's in. It's feminine because of the pattern. The husna ending, the husna pattern, husna, qurba, fu'la, so on. This pattern is always feminine. And it's proper because of alif lam. An-nisa'a. This is nasab because of the a ending. It's plural. This is a human broken plural. It's a broken plural, and it means women. And it's feminine biologically because women are feminine. And it's proper because of alif lam. Ar-rihu. Ar-rihu. The u ending tells us it's rafa'. It's singular by default. It's feminine because the Arabs said so. And it's proper because of alif lam. Qur'anan, the an ending tells us it's nasab. It's singular by default, masculine by default, and common by default. Misra, misra is a place. And it's places are partly flexible. So this could be either nasab or jar. And this is singular by default, feminine because it's a place, and plural because it's the name of a place. Mahjubuna, una ending tells us rafa', plural, and masculine, and it's common by default. Al-qasasi, the e ending tells us jar, singular, masculine by default, and proper because of alif lam. Kitabun, un ending tells us rafa', singular, masculine, and common by default. Al-aswaqi, al-aswaqi, the e ending tells us jar. It's now this is markets, right? So this is a broken plural. The meaning was given to you. Markets is a plural, a broken plural, and it's non-human. Non-human broken plural, or sorry, non-human plural in general means singular and feminine. And then it's proper because of alif lam. Nabatin, again, the meaning was given to you. This is a non-human plural. So the atin ending tells us it's nasab or jar, but then because it's a non-human plural, it's singular and feminine. And it's common by default. Again, same thing here. Asatiru, non-human plural. So this is singular and feminine. The u ending tells us it's rafa', and it's common by default. Al-alamina, ina ending tells us nasab or jar and plural, masculine by default and proper because of alif lam. Shahidin, in ending tells us it's jar and it's singular, masculine, and common by default. Mahfuzin, in ending tells us it's jar, singular, masculine, and common by default. An-najmu, the u ending tells us it's rafa', singular and masculine by default, and proper because of alif lam. Al-qamara, the a ending tells us it's nasab, singular and masculine by default, and proper because of alif lam. And al-ula, again, this is non-flexible because of the alif maqsura at the end. So this could be either rafa', nasab, or jar. It could be any of the three. It's singular by default. And again, this is another one that falls into the same pattern. Al-husna, al-ula. These are the same pattern. This pattern is always feminine. And it's proper because of alif lam. Any questions on this exercise? Okay, Zohra, let me kind of do a quick overview. There are the regular masculine plural and feminine plural. Those are the ones that we have in the Muslim chart. Masculine plurals are una, ina endings. Feminine plurals are atun, atin endings. Then we have two other ways a word can be plural. When we talked about number, we gave four ways, right? Masculine plural, feminine plural. Then there's broken plural, and there's plural by meaning. So broken plural is any plural word that does not contain the original word in it, right? So for example, Muslim, Muslim to Muslimun. The original word Muslim is still contained in the word. Muslimun has Muslim in it. Same thing for a lot of these other, a lot of the other words in this exercise. Alameen, the singular for alameen is alam, right? So alam is still present in the word. Mahjubun, the singular is mahjub, it's still there. These are all not broken. These are masculine or feminine plurals. We call them sound plurals. The opposite of broken plural is a sound plural, okay? So mahjub is a sound plural. Alameen is a sound plural. Batin, actually nabatin, we'll skip that one. That one's confusing. Ghafilin is a sound plural. The original, the singular word is ghafil. Raji'un is a sound plural. The original word is raji'. Rasulan, well, this is a dual. As-samawat, well, no, that one's confusing too. Mu'minun is a sound plural. The original word is mu'min. Thamarat is a sound plural. The original word is thamar. Makithin is a sound plural. The original word is makith. So for all of these sound plurals, the original singular word is still contained in the plural. For a broken plural, the original word is anhar. The original word is nahr. Nahr. You still have the root letters, but they're mixed up now. The original word isn't there anymore. Nahr isn't present in al-anhar. What's another one? An-nisa, this one's very different. The original word is imra'a. Imra'a. It's completely different. Imra'a to an-nisa. It's completely different from its singular form. For rih, rih is singular. The plural is riyah. Riyah. For malaika, the singular is malak. Malak to malaika. So anytime the plural changes up the word in some way, that's called a broken plural. Now, broken plurals can be either human or non-human. But that just depends on what it's describing. What is it a plural of? If, for example, al-fujjar is a plural. It's a broken plural. But it's talking about people. It's describing wicked people. So this is still human. But, for example, markets are not human. So it's plural. Is a non-human broken plural. I hope that makes sense. DA, Rasul does not have a masculine plural. It has a broken plural. The plural of Rasul is Rusulun. Iblis is a non-Arab name. Iblis has a nationality. When we say Arab, we don't mean Arab, the nationality. We mean Arab, the language. The name Iblis does not originate from the Arabic language. The singular of Nisa is Imra'a. Imra'a. Why is 49 not plural? 49 is not plural because it's non-human. Non-humans are always singular and feminine. Non-human plurals are always singular and feminine. To reconfirm number 14, is it a human broken plural? Number 14. No, it's not a broken plural at all. This is a plural by meaning. This word is singular. The word anas is singular. But it's describing a group, and that's why we say it's plural. It's plural by meaning. So atin is also treated as singular feminine. It not always. It can be treated as singular feminine. Natin, in this case, it is because it's describing a non-human. And again, anytime. The key here, the key for all of these is anytime you're dealing with a plural that is non-human. Non-human plural, then you're going to treat it as singular and feminine regardless. Non-human plurals are singular and feminine. The ending doesn't matter. The type of plural doesn't matter. Non-human plurals are singular and feminine. Alif maqsura does not mean singular and feminine. Alif maqsura just means non-flexible. That has to do with status. Rafa' nasab and jar. The words that ula and husna, it's not just the alif maqsura that's making them feminine. It's the entire pattern of the word. So you notice in al-ula and in al-husna, number 41 and number 57 each. Look at both of them. Notice the pattern of the word. After the alif lam, the first letter has a dhamma. The second letter has a sukoon. The third letter has a fatha. And then it ends with an alif maqsura. That's what we mean when we say pattern. The letters can change, but the sounds remain the same. Husna, ula, ulya, qurba, sufla, so on. Those are all in the same pattern. The pattern husna and the pattern ula is feminine. It's not just the alif maqsura. Tullab is a broken plural, yes. Talib, tullab. Talib is a single student. Tullab is many students. For the feminine, because the Arab said so words, their plurals are not necessary. No, their plurals are not feminine because the Arab said so as well. As far as I'm aware, at least. But for all of those words, their plurals will be feminine because they're non-human. So they'll still get treated feminine regardless. Number 45 is complicated because Misr is an actual word that means like city. And you can find this example in Surah Al-Baqarah as well. Ihbitu Misran. So in this case, it's not talking about Egypt. It's not saying go to Egypt. Ihbitu Misran. This is saying go to the city that they were talking about in the context of the ayah. So Misr, it can mean either Egypt or it can mean just a city. When you're talking about the general meaning of a city, then it's going to be fully flexible. Misran, Misrun, Misrin. But when you're talking about the place, Egypt, then it's going to be partly flexible. Misru, Misra, Misra. Nisa is a broken plural, but it's not non-human. That's the key. It's not just broken plural. It's not just plural. It has to be all this whole thing. Remember this entire phrase. Non-human, plural. Non-human and plural. It has to be both. Non-human and plural. If it's non-human and plural, then it will be singular and feminine. In this case, Nisa is a plural, but Nisa is human. It's human. So it will not be singular feminine. The meaning of 43, rih, is a type of wind. Yes, alif maqsura and ta marbuta and alif mamduda do indicate feminine, but Isa is a masculine name, so we cannot say that it's feminine. It's biologically masculine. So regardless of its ending, it's going to be masculine anyway. Just like the name Hamza, just like the name Talha, just like the name Hurayra. These are masculine names, so they will always be masculine. A broken plural is any plural that does not preserve the sound of the original singular word. If any of the vowels of the original singular word are changed in any way, then when it goes to a plural, then that's a broken plural. Fifty-one is feminine because it's a non-human plural. What's the singular of 47? Qasas, it's already singular. Oh, sorry, no, it's not. It's qissa. Qissa is the... wait, hold on, no. Yeah, qasas is already singular. Nisa can be treated as NGTT. You're right, but I don't want to open this door because it's going to confuse everybody else. Okay, let's move on. We're already at an hour, so I want to kind of move over these next few pages kind of quickly. Okay, pronouns. We covered these. I'm sure if you went through the 10-day, then you should have memorized these. The pronoun chart, huwa, huma, hum, hiya, huma, hunna, these are the third person. He, both of them, they, she, both of them, and they, feminine. Anta, antuma, antum, anti, antuma, antunna, these are the second person. So you, both of you, all of you, you, feminine, both of you, and then all of you, feminine. Ana and nahnu are the first person, me and we. And then there's the attached version of each one. And these are always proper. These are always, always, always proper. The independent versions, which are in the white boxes, these are always going to be rafa. The attached versions, which are in the gray boxes, are going to either be nasab or jar. Okay, perfect. Independent pronoun is always rafa. Attached pronoun is nasab only when it's attached to either a harf of nasab. So, you know, we talked about inna anna ka anna layta lakinna la'alla. These are the haruf nasab. So anytime a pronoun is attached to a harf of nasab, or if it's attached to a fi'l, it'll be nasab. If it's attached to a harf of jar, or it's attached to an ism, then it's going to be jar. Okay, this is just pronoun practice. I is ana. It could be huwa or hiya, depending on what you're describing. My is talking about me, so it's ana. She, hiya. I think this is pretty straightforward. If there are any questions about this, let me know. But I think I'm going to skip this section. Man, we have a long way to go. And we're already an hour in. Okay, give the four properties of each of the pronouns and translate the pronoun. Nahnu is we. Nahnu is independent, so it's rafa. It's all of these are proper, so I'm not going to say it every time. Every pronoun is always going to be proper. So nahnu is rafa, it's independent, and it's plural. I mean, we is multiple people. Well, it could be dual or plural. It could be dual or plural. And it could be masculine or feminine, depending on who you're talking about. Kuma is the attached pronoun in number 3. So it's going to be, and it's attached to a, it's attached to a fi'l. Tansuru is a fi'l. So in this case, it's nasab. It's dual. Kuma is dual. Antuma, when attached, becomes kuma. And it could be masculine or feminine. Ha, the attached pronoun ha. Again, it's attached to a fi'l, so it's going to be nasab. Ha is singular and feminine. Ha comes from hiya, and it means she or her or it. Huma means both of them. Huma is both of them. And it's, again, it's attached to a fi'l. It's going to be nasab. Huma is dual, and it could be masculine or feminine. Antunna is the an independent pronoun, so it's rafa', and it is the second person plural, feminine. Antunna means all of you, women. Alayna, na is the attached version of nahnu, so this is going to mean us, and it's attached to a harf of jar ala, so this is jar. And it's plural, it could be dual or plural actually, and it could be masculine or feminine depending on who it's describing. Kitabu kunna, kunna is just like antunna, which we covered already in 6. It's attached to an ism, so it's going to be jar, and then plural and feminine. Antunna is, it's plural and feminine. Anta, it's independent pronoun. Anta meaning you, masculine. So it's independent rafa', singular by default, and masculine, masculine by default. Qawmi, the attached pronoun here is ya. And ya is the attached pronoun version for ana when it's jar. So ana has two attached pronouns, e for jar and ni for nasab. In this case, it's e, so we know automatically this is jar. And ana, I is singular, and it could be masculine or feminine. Hum is independent, so it's rafa. And hum is masculine plural. Istaghfirhu. Hu is the attached version of huwa. So this is masculine. And it's attached to a fi'l, so it's nasab, and it's singular. Wa'ada kum. Kum is the attached version of antum. Antum is masculine. And it's attached to a fi'l, so it's nasab. Huma is an independent pronoun, so it's rafa'. And huma is dual, and it could be masculine or feminine. Fi hinna. Fi is a harf of jar, so hinna will be jar. Hinna is the attached version of hunna. So this is plural and feminine. Bi anna hum. Hum is the attached version of hum, so it's masculine plural, and it's attached to a harf of nasab, so it's nasab. Nasiru huma. Huma is the attached version of huma, so this is dual, and it could be masculine or feminine, and it's attached to an ism, so it's jar. Hiya is an independent pronoun, it's rafa, and it's singular and feminine. Inna ni, ni here, again, it's the attached version of I, and ni always is nasab. And I is singular and masculine. Hunna is an independent pronoun, so it's rafa, and it's plural and feminine. Kullu hum, hum is the attached version of hum. It's connected to an ism, so it's jar, and hum is plural and masculine. Ana, it means I, it's an independent pronoun, so it's rafa, and it's singular and masculine, or feminine, sorry. It could be masculine or feminine. Yahdi, he is the attached version of huwa, so it will be singular and masculine. And it's connected to a fi'l, so it's going to be nasl. Innani, again, just we had this one twice. We covered it already up here on number 19. Minhu, min is a harf of jar, so hu will be jar. And hu is the attached version of huwa, which is singular and masculine. Alqiha, ha is the attached version of hiya, so this is singular and feminine, and it's attached to a fi'l, so it's going to be nasl. Alaykum, kum is the attached version of antum. Antum is plural masculine. And then ala is a harf of jar, which makes kum jar. Bihi, again, he is the attached version of huwa, so it's singular masculine. B is a harf of jar, which makes it jar. Rabbiki, ki is the attached version of anti. Anti is singular and feminine. And it's attached to an ism, so it's jar. And finally, yu'allimuna, na is the attached version of nahnu, so this could be plural, and it could be masculine or feminine. And it's attached to a fi'l, so it will be nasl. Okay, so it looks like there are no questions for that. So let's move on to page 21. And this is where we start fragments. So we have five fragments. Again, I'll run through these quickly, and if there are any questions, let me know. The first fragment is the idafa. Idafa is the of fragment, the possessive fragment. It's made up of two parts. The mudaf is the word before of. The mudaf ilay is the word after of. There are three conditions you need to remember for idafa. Three conditions. Always remember these. You should be able to say these three conditions off the top of your head very quickly. And that is, the mudaf has to be light. It cannot have alif lam. Light and no alif lam. Light and no alif lam. Remember that. Light and no alif lam. And then the mudaf ilay, the after of, always has to be in the jar status. It has to be majrur. So remember that. Remember this. Light and no alif lam followed by jar. Light and no alif lam followed by jar. If you remember that, you are good to go. The mudaf and the mudaf ilay always have to be right next to each other. There cannot be any distance. And the properness of the entire idafa is dictated by the mudaf ilay. So if the mudaf ilay is proper, the mudaf will also be proper. If it's common, the mudaf will also be common. And these are both isms. Mudaf and mudaf ilay are both isms. Okay, we have our special mudafs. These words are almost always part of an idafa when they come. And the top table generally will appear to you by default in nasab status, and then it can be jar as well. But the bottom table is just like any other ism, where it's by default rafa' and it needs a reason to become nasab or jar. Okay. I would like to go through the exercise more slowly, but we're already over an hour, so I have to go through it kind of fast, unfortunately. In order to talk about why attached to a fi'l is nasab and attached to an ism is jar, we would have to go into the different properties of a jumla fi'liya, like a fi'liya sentence. Which I don't think we covered in the 10-day. I think we covered jumla ismiya only. But basically, when it's attached to an ism, when a pronoun is attached to an ism, it's always going to be an idafa. And that's why it's always jar, because the mudaf ilay is always jar. When it's attached to a fi'l, it'll almost always be a detail, and details are always nasl. Okay. يدخل الجنة, this is a fi'l, so this cannot be an idafa. And also, al-jannah is nasab, it should be jar, if it was an idafa. Ba'san shadidan, again, the second word is not jar, it cannot be an idafa. Tahtihim, this is a special mudaf and a pronoun, so this is an yes. This is no, because, again, the second word is not jar. Burhan is an ism, connected to an ism, which is a pronoun. This is an idafa. The second word is not jar. It cannot be an idafa. The first word is not light. So this is not an idafa. In number 8, this is light, no alif lam, and it's followed by jar. We're all good here. The first word is not an ism. So number 9 cannot be in idafa. The first word in number 10 has alif lam, so that does not work. In number 11, light and no alif lam, baina, and then followed by a jar pronoun, that is in idafa. Akthara, light and no alif lam, followed by jar, shay'in, we're good. This is also in idafa. Arba', light and no alif lam, ashhur, followed by jar, this is in idafa. Ahsanu, light and no alif lam, a'malan, not followed by jar, this is not an idafa. Kilta, light in awal iflam, al-jannataini, followed by jar, this is an idafa. Mana'a, this is actually an ism, and it's not followed by jar, so there's two ways you can say this, not an idafa. Yawma, light in awal iflam, hajji, followed by jar, this is an idafa. Ashaba, light in awal iflam, al-kahfi, followed by jar, this is an idafa. Huwa, is you could say this is light and no alif lam, you would be wrong if you said that. But if you don't, if you're not familiar with what huwa is, then you can say this is la'inna wa laflam. And Allahu lafzul jalala is not jar, so this is not an idafa. Majma'a, la'inna wa laflam, al-bahraini followed by jar, this is an idafa. Wa adhanun, not light, so it's not an idafa. Rabbu, la'inna wa laflam, followed by jar, as-samawati, this is an idafa. Jannata, la'inna wa laflam, followed by jar, ka, this is an idafa. Ghayri, la'inna wa laflam, nafsin, followed by jar, this is an idafa. Ghayza, la'inna wa laflam, qulubi, this is it's jar, so that's one idafa. And then qulubi is also la'inna wa laflam, connected to him, which is jar as well. So this is two idafas. Ghayza qulubi and qulubihim, two idafas. Sultanin, not light, not an idafa. Ma'uha, ma'u is light in awal iflam. Ha is connected to it and it's jar. So this is an idafa. Abawahu, light in awal iflam. Hu is jar. So that is an idafa. Bi'adhabin, this is not light, so it's not an idafa. Ayati, light in awal iflam. Allahi, lafzul jalala is jar. So this is an idafa. This is an idafa. Duni is a special mudaf. And lafzul jalala is jar. This is an idafa. Aqraba is la'inna wa laflam. Ruhma is not jar. So this is not an idafa. Muddatihim. Mudda is... Muddati is la'inna wa laflam. And him is jar. So this is good to go. Yahdi, la'inna wa laflam. Not followed by jar. This is not an idafa. Al-walayatu, it has al-iflam, so this cannot be an idafa. Ayyu is a special mudaf. Al-hizbaini is jar, so this is an idafa. Kulla, la'inna wa laflam, and this is also a special mudaf. Marsad is jar, so this is good as well. Rabbu, la'inna wa laflam, connected to kum, which is jar, so this is an idafa. Mathala, la'inna wa laflam, al-hayati is jar. So this is an idafa. Maghriba, la'inna wa laflam. Ash-shamsi, followed by jar. So this is an idafa. Ghafurun is not light. So this is not an idafa. Wa'da is la'inna wa laflam. Lafzul jalala is jar. So this is an idafa. Nabatu is la'inna wa laflam. Al-ardi is jar. So this is an idafa. I'm going to skip all the ones that are idafas. You can see them, that they have the y's. And all of them are going to be idafa because it's light in awal iflam followed by jar. I'll just explain the nose. So la is a harf, so this cannot be an idafa. Al-baqiyatu salat, number 51. The first word has al, this cannot be an idafa. Number 52, hadha is an ism ishara, which... I guess it's fine. Let's for argument's sake, say it's light note iflam. Rahmatun is not jar. So this cannot be an idafa. If number 53, the second word is not jar, it cannot be an idafa. Number 55, the second word is not jar, this cannot be an idafa. Number 65, the first word starts with aliflam, so it cannot be an idafa. Number 66, the second word is not jar, this cannot be an idafa. Number 67, the second word is not jar, this cannot be an idafa. Number 68, the first word is heavy, it's not light, so mudaf has to be light, this cannot be an idafa. Number 69, the second word is not jar, this cannot be an idafa. And that's it for these. Any questions on the idafa practice? Okay, then let's move on, inshallah. Page 24, fill in the blanks with the pronouns. Kum means you all. So yourselves. Again, kum means you all. In baghyukum, so your, again. Zukhrufa, ha is from hiya, which means her. Amruna, na is from nahnu, which means us, but us command doesn't make sense, so our command. Qawmahum, hum is them, so their nation. Ahluha, again, it's her, or she, so we say her family. Jududahu, who is from he, so we'll say his boundaries. Makanakum, kum is from antum, so this is you all, so your place. Bimithlihi, again, he is from huwa, which is he, and so we'll say his, with his example. Fali ummihi, same thing here, his, same pronoun. Then for his mother. Ahli hinna, hinna is from hunna, which means all of them, feminine. So we'll say their family. Ihda hunna, same thing here. One of them, feminine plural. Shuraka ukum, kum is from antum, which means you all, so your associates. And saduqati hinna, hinna from hunna again, meaning them feminine, so their marriage gifts. Amali, the e is from ana, which means I, so we'll say my action or my work. Rabbika, ka is from anta. Anta means you, so your lord. And same thing, or similar practice, this time with special mudafs. Ghayr means without, or other than. So ghayr al-haq is other than the haq, or the right justification is how it's translated here. Wara'a means behind. So wara'akum, behind all of you. Khalf also means behind. Him is them, so behind them. Fawqa is above or over. Ithnataini is two women, so over two women. Qabl is before, him is them, before them. Ba'd means some, kum means you all, so some of you all. Baina is between, na is from nahnu, which is us or we, so between us. Ayu means which, hum is them, which of them. Baina, again between, al-ukhtain, two sisters, so bain al-ukhtain, between two sisters. Wara'a is behind. Thalikum means that. Okay, yeah, I'm just going to go with a written definition because this is a little bit more of a complicated example. But the point of this is really to know wara'a. Wara'a means behind. Ladunna, ladun means especially or possessing. In this case, we'll do especially. Ladun, and then the attached pronoun is na from nahnu. So especially from us, especially on our behalf in this case. Ba'da means after. Ba'da al-fariidah, after the obligation. Duna means other than or without. So duna dhalik, other than that or without that. Indaka, indaka means with or have or nearby. Indaka means you have or with you, either one. Fawqaha, fawqa is above. Ha is her or it. So fawqaha, above her, above it. Tahta is under. So tahta shajara, under the tree. Baina huma, baina is between. Huma is both of them, between both of them. Special mudafs, when we covered idlafa, there was a table, or two tables actually, of words that are frequently appear as mudaf, mudaf ilay. Page 22. Thank you, Zanatul, for those. Okay, Mawsuf and Sifa is another fragment. Again, this is two isms, is an ism-ism fragment. The first word is the Mawsuf, that's the word being described. And the Sifa, you can have many Sifat, but a Sifa is the word that comes after, and it's describing the Mawsuf. These can have space in between them. They don't have to be right next to one another, but they do have to match in all four properties. So this is the opposite of English. In English, we have the description first, and then we have the adjective. Or sorry, we have the description first, and then we have the thing being described. Red car. Car is being described by red. But in Arabic, the order is reversed. You have the thing being described and then the adjectives. Okay? So mawsuf being described comes first, and then sifa, the adjective, comes second. Here, and here we have some examples. And they have to match in all four properties. Okay, I think we'll finish page 26 and then we'll stop. Because we are half an hour over time now. But let's run through these very quickly. So here we're trying to find the properties of the highlighted word. Thaqilan. So we can see the unending tells us it's nasab, singular by default, masculine by default, common by default. Al Kubra, this is describing the word at-tamma. So is we know that a mawsuf and sifa have to match in all four properties. So if you're looking, if you're trying to find the properties of a mawsuf or a sifa, you can look at the other one for help. So here, al kubra, we can see that we don't know its status because it's non-flexible. But if we look at a tamma, we see that it has a dhamma. So this is rafa. That means al kubra is also going to be rafa. It's singular by default. It's feminine because of al-maqsura and because of the tamrbuta on at-tama. And it's proper because of al-iflam. Suhufam mutahharatan. It's nasab because of the an. It's singular by default. It's feminine because of the tamrbuta and it's common by default. Bala'un. Bala'un. Un tells us rafa, singular by default, masculine by default, common by default. Sururun. We can see from the meaning here that this is a plural. Beds, multiple beds. So this is, the un tells us it's a rafa'. Beds is non-human. Non-human plurals are always treated as singular and feminine. So this is rafa', singular, feminine, and common by default. And this is where the grammatical treatment comes into play. We need to know that surur is a non-human plural and it's singular and feminine, because when we give it a sifa, that sifa does not match the meaning, right? It doesn't match it by meaning. It matches it by its grammatical treatment. So because surur is a non-human plural and it's treated as singular and feminine, its adjective will be singular and feminine. Marfu'atun. Not marfu'atun. It doesn't have the atun ending. It just has a singular feminine ending. Ka'asfin ma'kul. Asfin is jar. Ka is a harf of jar. Asf is the ism. It's singular by default, masculine by default, common by default. Al-fawzul kabiru. It's the u ending tells us rafa, singular and masculine by default, and then proper because of al-iflam. Narun hamiyah. Un ending tells us it's rafa, singular by default. Nar is feminine because the Arab said so, and it's common by default. And lastly, li ghulamayni. Yatimaini. This is nasab or jar. And actually, this lam here is a harf of jar. So we know for a fact that this is jar, actually. It's not actually nasab or jar. It's just jar. And this is dual. Any ending tells us dual. It's masculine by default and it's common by default. Exactly, good. Almas, perfect. Learner, what that line means, okay, Almas answered you, but I'll say it for everybody. What does the line on page 26 mean? Let's go there. What does this line mean? This line means that an ism, if it's non-human plural, it'll look like a plural in and of itself. So we had an example here. Surur is a plural. It's a broken plural, but it's non-human. So if you were to look at just this word by itself and you knew what it meant, it means beds, multiple beds, plural. Then if you wanted to give it a sifa, you would not give it a plural sifa because it's non-human. Non-human plurals are treated feminine and singular. So its sifa is feminine and singular. Feminine and singular. No, Zanatul Firdaus, that is not three sifas. lahum maghfiratun is maghfira is its own, is just like one single meaning by itself. They have, lahum means they have, maghfira is, it means maghfira is forgiveness, and ajrun kabir, kabir is a sifa for ajr, ajrun kabir, a great reward, a great reward. So this is not three sifas, this is just maghfira is its own ism, and then ajr is a mawsuf, and kabir is sifa. Forgive me for my mispronunciation, but chata, what are you confused about? All right, I'm gonna go ahead and start wrapping up here while I wait for, their response. So the next session, inshallah, is going to be, again, in every other day. So it will be not tomorrow. Sorry, it'll be on Thursday at the same time, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, inshallah. And we'll pick up from page 27. I believe it's going to be Sister Alina, if I'm not mistaken, who's going to be doing the next session. But she'll pick up from page 27, inshallah. Any last final questions before we end? Going once, going twice. All right. We'll end here then. Jazakumullahu khairan. Plurals are confusing. Honestly, like, this is a lot of information that you guys are taking through this 10-day session. This is probably the hardest content in the curriculum, is, you know, isms, the properties of the isms, the fragments, and then the sentences, right? That is the most complicated content in the curriculum. There's some stuff that comes later, which is like a lot of memorization, which can be tough as well, but theory-wise, this is the most involved that it's going to get. And it's a lot of stuff that you know, you guys have taken on. And it's a lot of new things, right? So this is all, you're still actively thinking about all of these rules. The more and more you implement these rules, the more exposure you have to them, the less you'll have to actually think about, okay, this word ends this way, so it's this status, and this ending is telling me that it's you know, this gender, and but it's an exception, so because it's partly flexible, so it could be nasab or jar. You won't have to think about all of that actively. The more exposure you have, the easier it'll get, the more natural it'll be for you to begin to recognize things. So you know, don't get overwhelmed by all of this information. It's a lot of information. And it's a very short time frame that you all have picked it up in. So try not to get overwhelmed. Just take, you know, small sections at a time and really practice those small sections, right? Not even an entire chapter, right? Don't even go and try to study all of the statuses. Don't go and try to study all of the properties of an ism all at one time. Because that's, even that just by itself is a lot of information. We have seven reasons for proper, and six for partly flexible, five reasons to be feminine. You have the whole chart of feminine because the Arab said so. It's a lot of info. Take one small thing at a time. Take one small thing at a time and just really revise that one thing well. Know it well. And then progress like that. Review the videos over and over again. Try to look at, you know, open the Quran and try to find examples. Try to identify your isms and progress like that. What does one R mean? One R means singular and rafa. And try to get into the habit of looking up words that you're unfamiliar with. You know, right? I would never ever recommend Google Translate normally, but it's good for a quick lookup of a word. It's not guaranteed to be right, but a lot of you guys aren't in the place right now to start using Arabic dictionaries, so that's where the struggle comes in. Should I watch previous intensive sessions? Will they not be the same? So intensive one on the Bayina website is the same as the 10-day course. Intensive one is the same as the 10-day course. Intensives 2, 3, and 4 are different. So if you have a Bayina subscription, then you can work your way through the intensives, and then you can start with the Dream Online Nahu course. The website is bayinatv.com. And then, you know, the Nahu course will start by reviewing everything as well. So there's a lot of review. One of the TAs that's been working with you guys, Sister Hannah, she actually started with the intensives. And then she when we started the Dream Online course, she was a student. So she's worked her way up and now she's TAing. And so if she, you know, if she can do it, if I can do it, I went through the Dream program as well, right? Sister Alina went through the Dream program as well. If we can do it, then there's no doubt that you all can do it, inshallah, given time and practice and dedication, inshallah. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and end it there. It was a pleasure. Jazakumullahu khairan for attending and asking your questions. And I hope, I hope I was able to clear up some confusion. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.